So when can you expect a housing crash, and when can we expect mortgage rates to go back down to 3%? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So what I try to explain to you guys every day on my videos, because my name is Dan Frio. I do this video every day to inform you guys what's going on in real estate. And we focus in on where mortgage rates are, where home prices are going, and things like that. But I want to focus in today on just home values. So a lot of people said the housing market was going to crash. It was going to be worse than 2008. I've been on the other side of that bandwagon. I'm not pointing fingers or saying who was right or wrong. I just want to give you guys the information, because some areas are getting hammered and other areas are actually increasing in values. So that's what our topic's going to be today. So we see home values right here. In last June, they peaked, and then they came down a little bit from there, but we're back on the upturn. So let's really focus in on this section right here. You can see home price appreciation tells a lot about home builder margin strengths. So here's what's happening right now. We have home builders, their sentiment is way up. Their confidence is way up. It's higher than it's been in a long, long, long time. We also had consumer confidence come in this week, and it was higher than expected as well. So the people are starting to get a little more comfortable with where mortgage rates are right now. They're starting to see house prices aren't going to crash. So that's what our topic is in now. So let's get over to the Case-Shiller index. This is the index that tells us what home values are doing all over the country. Because what I try to stress is you need to make sure, if you're looking for a house, you don't just watch a YouTube or a mainstream media come in and say, well, house prices are down. Well, how is your area doing? That's what we want to focus in on. So I try to give you all the data that I can to educate and inform you guys everything real estate. My name is Dan Frio. I do this video every day to inform you guys what's going on in housing and real estate, mortgage programs, interest rates, and therefore. So let's get over to the Case-Shiller Index report that just came out. Let's really dissect this thing. So this actually proves an example of what I've been saying. The S&P Case-Shiller Index, which has the 20-city home price index in the U.S., fell 1.7%. So you guys are saying, Dan, here it goes. Here's that thing. It's starting now. We're going to have that complete tumble. We're in phase five. Well, let's continue to read on this. Year over year in April of 2023, the biggest decline since April of 2012. Okay, we got that decline coming. However, and compared to forecasts of a 2.6 drop. Okay, so the expectations were 2.6% drop. We came down 1.7. Now, here's the details I want you guys to focus in on. Look at the home values in areas. So let's say Seattle, it's down 12%. Well, how about San Francisco? It's down 11%. So see, you guys are saying, I told you so. These areas are getting hammered. Well, let's continue to read this. Booking the biggest decrease. Wow, Miami up 5.2%, Chicago up 4.1%, Atlanta up 3.5%, and Charlotte up 3.4% reports the gains. Okay, so that's what I need. You need to focus on your local area. So if you're in Seattle, yep, you lost 10 or 12%. But if you're in Miami, your house value went up. So you can't just paint the whole country with one just swoop saying the whole country, the housing market's going to crash. That's why I try to educate you guys on a daily basis. Reach out to your realtors. They're the ones that should know how your local market is doing. And I'm going to tell you this, if you're looking at a house price of about $350 or less, you're going to have competition out there. So you need to make sure you're prepped, you're qualified enough, and you work with a mortgage lender to get your mortgage or application actually, or your contract approved. And I'm going to give you some information and tricks on that at the end of this video. So the next thing we want to go over to is right here. Where is that recession? Guys, I haven't said that there was a recession coming. 80% of CEOs last year said there was a recession coming this year. What's the problem? Well, the problem is the consumer. The consumer keeps spending and spending and spending. The consumer might spend our way out of this recession, because basically the economy's shrinking, but it's not shrinking enough that's going to collapse. So we're starting to actually hit a bottom or a mediation in our economy right now. So the recession, is it coming? Is it not? At this point, I'm going to go 50-50 chance at this point. Last year, I was like, hey, there's a 90% chance we're going to have a recession in 2023. Right now, as it's looking, 2023, we might escape with a, whew, we didn't hit a recession this year. So what normally happens during a recession is you see a lot of people losing their jobs and interest rates come plummeting down. And that's what we're not seeing right now. We see job market strength, and we see the Federal Reserve sitting there saying still, man, the consumer is still so strong. We need to do something. What's that something that they're going to do? Well, the CME is telling us right now that the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates again maybe two more times. So let's focus in on this real quick. What we want to see is what the Federal Reserve is going to do with interest rates. So we go to the CME, actually the futures markets, to tell us, you know, what's the plans? What do you think that they're going to raise rates? So what the CME does, they have a tool here, or actually an investment, a futures market, that what is the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will change the federal target rate at their next meeting? Right now, the June meeting is the one coming up. There's an 80% chance, over an 80% chance, that they're going to increase rates again by 0.25%. Where we sit right now, the federal funds rate is between 5 and 5.25%. You're seeing right through here. So then now the expectations is it's going to move over to here. So they're going to raise rates 0.25%. So that's where we are on that front. Let's get over to the economic data to see, is there anything in the news today that could really shock in all the markets? Well, we got really nothing. We have the oil inventories that came in dramatically lower, but it was previously 3.8 million. It was expected to be 1.75 million underwater. We came in at 9. So I don't even really pay attention to these anymore because gas prices, they're all over the roof. But we have Federal Chairman Powell speaking. That's the concern for today. So we saw the markets going in right now. Let me show you what I watch on a daily basis. I watch this on a daily basis. Why? Like I said, I'm a mortgage advisor. I want to at least try to help you, you know, work around, you know, what kind of programs you qualify for. There's rate buy downs. There's programs out there that can buy the rate down 2%. There's all kind of the tools out there to help you make housing more affordable. But what we want to focus in on right now, what's mortgage rates doing? So to find that out, here's what my screen looks like on a daily basis. I watch the bond market. What part of the bond market do I watch? I don't really watch the 10-year treasury because there's no really reason to watch that. I watch the mortgage-backed securities bond. It is right here, the MBS, mortgage-backed security. This is basically what's telling us what's happening to the price of this bond. So right now, here's the price. It is up 2 ticks. Basically, it's nothing. But what that means is it's kind of behind the scenes here. I have a green screen. So it's up 2 ticks. What that means is the price of this bond is up just a hair. So when the price goes up, what happens is yields or mortgage rates come down. So we love when this goes up and you see green. Well, you see on your screen, maybe it's a black bar, but you don't see a lot of green, but we are in the positive territory. That's good news, especially when Federal Chairman Powell's talking. Usually this is really volatile when he's talking. So now let's get over to some tools that I can help you with. Before you really start looking for a mortgage and to try to pre-qualify and everything else, even if you're looking for a lease, you need to figure out what's going on with your credit. So I built this system several years ago. We keep it updated. So check it out if you would. If you want to know anything about credit, visit creditscoresandmore.com right here. So that helps you and it gives you all kinds of tools to help you manage your credit. But what we want to really focus in on is right here. What do I do? How can we help you get into a home? Well, if you're buying a new construction home, love to help you there. There's a bunch of tools. We even have rate locks that'll go out to 6 or 9 months to lock in that rate before you start building. But if you're out there and you're like, I really don't know what I qualify for, you know, I just need some help. I need down payment assistance. We actually have people refinancing right now and getting home equity loans because they're trying to pull out some money to pay off those high interest rate credit cards because we know the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates again and again, maybe. So your interest rates on your credit cards are going to keep going up and up and up. So if you have equity in your house, please look at a home equity loan maybe to pay off those loans. But if you're out in the market and you're like, man, I would really like to see if I could qualify for a home, what do you do? So there's a lot of moving parts. You need to make sure your credit's in line. We need to review your income and see how much money you're working with for your down payment. So we'd love to help you in this process. We also have a service that vets realtors all over the country. So let's say you're moving from California to New Jersey, for example. Why you do that? Don't know. But if you are and you're like, I don't know a realtor out in New Jersey, what can I do? We'd love to help you. We will vet realtors in that area for you, match you up with somebody really good in that area, and then you have somebody to work with. And it's a free service for you. So if you like our assistance with getting pre-qualified, helping you with your credit, or maybe even helping you try to find a realtor, please do one of three things if you would. First, over here, give us a call. If you don't want to apply online, just give us a phone call and we can walk you through all the questions that you might have and any concerns, 844-775-5626. Or the best way is just fill out an application so we get all your data And then we can analyze it and then get you on the phone and say, okay, what's your concerns? How can we help you with this? So those are the best ways to get in touch with us. If you'd like to just set up a consultation with me, there's a consultation button down below in the description. You can do that, set up an appointment one-on-one with me alone, and we can talk through your scenario. So that is the report for today. If you like these videos and find them informational and hopefully a little bit entertaining, please give me a thumbs up and subscribe down below. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.